to 8. Hundreds of thousands of old and vulnerable people in care homes are being abandoned to the coronavirus. That is the stark warning coming this morning from the Alzheimer's Society. Around 70% of the 400,000 residents of care homes in the UK have dementia, which poses added problems for managing the pandemic when staff can't get the protective equipment they need and patients can't be tested for the virus. Sancha Berg now reports.
Every day, Vicky visits her husband Arthur in his care home. He has dementia, he's bedbound, he can't speak. Now, thanks to the pandemic, she has to stand outside.
I open the window, a small crack, and I just say to him, "It's me, Arthur. Can't come in. I love you lots." And try to talk to him about things we've done. It's very hard.
She didn't want to be identified. Her words are read by an actor. Names have been changed.
He does know me. You can see the recognition in his face. He tries to put his hand up and you can see his mouth going, trying to get some words out, but nothing's coming out. He just can't speak.
Arthur is very frail. His faculty is diminishing. He has a very bad cough and may not live long. Vicky's asked if she can dress in personal protective equipment, PPE, and sit beside him. But the care home says she can do that only once before he dies.
What a choice. To have one visit to go and see him when he's got some recognition, or to leave him to die on his own. It's dreadful. It's not civilised, I don't think. I'm just an over-anxious relative, I suppose, but we've been together for 40 years. This is the longest we've been apart, and at a time when he needs me.
Hello. You all right?
Staff chat to residents at one of the St Cecilia's care homes in North Yorkshire. At the moment, these older people are spending much of their day in their own rooms because another resident has been showing symptoms of COVID-19. She has dementia, but is physically well and is used to wandering around the building. Doctors advised she'd be very distressed if she was confined all day. Mike Padgham is managing director of the homes.
So the other clients are actually in their rooms, while this particular client has free access to the home. So the staff are all dolled up in protective equipment whilst they're looking after her. Then when they go and see the other clients, they're taking all that off. So very difficult, because how do you tell someone who's got dementia, who's quite fit and able, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that? Very difficult.
Some residents have definitely had the virus. They became ill, were taken to hospital, tested there, and then discharged.
We have still admitted people who are positive back into the home, because we feel it is their home and we owe it to them, whilst we still protect our staff and the other clients in the home from this virus.
The group has managed by getting its own PPE alongside the government supply. Mike Padgham says care homes need more of this equipment and testing for both staff and residents. That's echoed by people with dementia who are calling the Alzheimer's Society helpline. Catherine Smith is the Society's chief operating officer.
They're very concerned that the staff that are there to look after them are not able to get the right protective equipment. They're very concerned that people in care homes are not being tested, and they're very concerned that they may be being pressured into either making decisions about their care plan that is not what they truly believe, or that they may be disadvantaged in terms of receiving treatment that they should be entitled to receive because they have dementia.
The Alzheimer's Society is advising individuals to refuse to sign end-of-life plans if they don't agree with them, and it's just written to the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, asking for specific help for care homes.
And so we are asking the government for more testing, and we also need the government to make sure that care home staff are getting the right personal protective equipment. We've had many, many stories of care homes being unable to get the right personal protective equipment, having to do things like borrowing things from schools and things like that.
The Department for Health and Social Care told us they'd provided PPE to over 26,000 care homes and providers across the country. They said they're prioritising testing for NHS staff, and critical key workers will be next, including those in social care. Many relatives, like Vicky, are surprised it's taking so long.
It's shocking there's been no tests. I just can't believe there have been no tests for carers. They're the forgotten army. They really are.
Sancha Berg reporting there, listening to that Sam Monahan, who's chief executive of MHA, the largest charity care provider in the UK. Morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
How common is the sort of heartbreaking choice we were just hearing from that lady who was told you can have one visit and one visit only to your husband before he dies.
It's not uncommon at all. Look, as the largest provider, you know, we've got specialist staff. We've got guidance to help support people with living with dementia. We have got things like surgeries once a week for our staff to phone in about particularly challenging circumstances they're finding with people who are living with dementia.
But these sort of dreadful choices are inevitable, are they?
But as you've heard from the other people in the report, you know, it's something of a mantra, but we are the second front line, and the only way we're going to make a step change difference is by getting more PPE and by getting the testing in place. The you know, we're able to convert the XL into the Nightingale Hospital. We're able to get our engineers to get ventilators built. We need to get our manufacturing industries involved in creating more PPE and getting an adequate and consistent supply. And earlier this week, we heard something which seemed very disingenuous from the government to say that, you know, testing had been going on from the outset. We had our first approach 2 days ago from a local authority saying that testing was going to become available. If we don't have testing, we can't isolate those individuals who have got the virus and focus our attention on them and our staff. We could have more staff back in work providing that care if we were able to test them.
I can hear the frustration in your voice. Do you think the language that the Alzheimer's Society have used this morning about hundreds of thousands of old people being abandoned to the coronavirus, is that language you'd echo?
We need to step up the pace. We need to step up the pace because there are people out there who we could be supporting so much more effectively, and we could be running second front line in a far more congruent and effective manner.
Now, the other story we heard in the news was the horrific statistic of 15 elderly people dying in one care home in Luton. Not all of them tested, so I can't be sure it was coronavirus, but the suspicion is, are there stories of that sort throughout the sector? Maybe not on that scale.
I think everybody in the sector is concerned that they might be the next place where there is such a high level of an outbreak. We have had homes where we've had a number of deaths. Again, as you say, not all of them can be confirmed as being from coronavirus. But that has such a huge impact on the residents, on the staff and on their families.
Now, let's talk about what can be done while you're waiting for this kit to come through and the tests. What's the advice to relatives? We know that physical contact is so important to people, particularly with dementia, who can't necessarily understand their circumstances. What can be done by relatives, by your staff, to bring some sort of comfort at this terrible time?
Yeah, I mean, all the time we're seeking to make life as normal in such abnormal circumstances. We have people like activity coordinators, music therapists who are seeking to alleviate the ongoing distress and anxiety and provide reassurance to relatives that the residents are having a quality of life. As you heard as well from the piece in the report, you know, we are trying to make sure that relatives are able to communicate through windows. A lot of our residents with dementia on ground floor, so that people can talk through the window with a phone to the resident if they can't actually open the window, but so that people can maintain some form of ongoing contact, albeit very partial.
And that contact is worthwhile through a window or over a phone, if that's the best you can do, using a video call. They all make a difference.
Yes, and you know, our staff are spending a huge amount of time using Skype and phone to try and help people maintain that contact, because people cannot understand why it is that they suddenly can't see their loved ones if they've got dementia necessarily. And so we're needing to try and alleviate that distress and concern.
Sam Monahan, Chief Executive of MHA, thank you for joining us.